Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, April 25th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1925 FA Cup Final. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we take a deep dive into fascinating topics from the vast world of Wikipedia. Today, we're stepping back in time to explore a notable event in the history of English football. It's the 1925 FA Cup Final. I'm your host, Alloy, and I'm thrilled to take you on this historical journey. So, let's set the scene. The year is 1925. Football, a beloved sport in England, is exploding in popularity, drawing thousands to matches each week. The FA Cup Final, a pinnacle event in English football, is a must-watch spectacle, stirring excitement and anticipation throughout the country. But this particular final was more than just a game. It was a showcase of talent, strategy, and the unpredictability that makes sports so thrilling. The match took place on April 25, 1925, at Wembley Stadium in London. Wembley, with its iconic twin towers, had quickly become the beating heart of English football since hosting its first cup final just a few years prior. Can you imagine the scene? Tens of thousands of fans congregating, creating a sea of waving banners and chanting in unison, a testament to the communal spirit and fervor that football inspires. The competitors that year were Sheffield United and Cardiff City. Sheffield United, known for their rich footballing tradition, were aiming to secure their fourth FA Cup title. On the other hand, Cardiff City had the chance to make history as the first team from outside England to win the FA Cup. There's something universally compelling about the underdog story, isn't there? The idea that anyone, regardless of past achievements, can triumph if the circumstances align perfectly. It's a storyline that resonates not just in sports, but in life itself. On the day of the final, the weather was fair, and the pitch at Wembley was ready to witness history. Sheffield United fielded a strong side with a blend of experience and youthful energy. Their captain, Billy Gillespie, was not only a tactical leader, but also an influential figure on the pitch. How do you think leadership styles in sports have evolved since then? Do you think modern captains have more pressure or less, considering the advancements in sports technology and analytics? Cardiff City, meanwhile, had shown tremendous form in reaching the final. They were a formidable team, known for their solid defense and strategic approach. Their journey to the final was marked by key victories and a hunger for glory that was palpable among their players and fans alike. The match began with an air of anticipation. From the first whistle, it was evident that both teams understood the stakes. Sheffield United adopted an aggressive approach, pressing high and attempting to dominate possession. This strategy eventually paid off in the 35th minute when Fred Tunstall capitalized on a defensive error to score the only goal of the match. It's moments like those that remind us how one slip, one decisive action can change the course of a game, and indeed, the course of history. The game continued with Cardiff City striving to equalize, but Sheffield's defense held firm. In reflecting on such matches, it's fascinating to think about how the tactical nuances of the game have evolved over the decades. Football today is often described as a chess match, a game of strategy and precision. But back in 1925, it was perhaps more intuitive, with a reliance on natural talent and raw determination. What do you think? In what ways has the modern era of sports analytics enhanced or detracted from the pure joy and unpredictability of the game? As the final whistle blew, Sheffield United were crowned the victors, celebrated not just by their throngs of supporters, but as part of a larger narrative, a symbol of perseverance and teamwork prevailing against a backdrop of fierce competition. Here's a thought-provoking question to ponder. What role do such historical sports events play in shaping cultural identity? How does the legacy of a game from nearly a century ago continue to influence the communities and the sports culture of today? It's intriguing to consider how these narratives are passed down through generations, becoming a part of the collective memory. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to dive deeper into the history of sports. Consider visiting Wembley Stadium if you get the chance. It's more than just a venue. It's a piece of living history. And who knows, maybe attending a modern-day final could offer you a slice of that same excitement experienced by fans of yore. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. It's been a pleasure exploring the riveting tale of the 1925 FA Cup Final. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep appreciating the endless narratives that history and sports have to offer.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1925 FA Cup Final. Thanks for listening. See you next time.